You're listening to the NHC Radio Network.
Welcome to the Natural Health Report with Dr. Bill Thornton, licensed chiropractor and doctor of wellness. This program provides information on how to get well and stay well, how to live longer and live better with natural medicine. And now, here's Dr. Bill.
Well, thank you, Johnny Morris, and hi, everybody. This is Dr. Bill Thornton on the radio from California to the Carolinas and around the world on the NHC Radio Network. What if everything you thought about AIDS was wrong? Well, that's the title of a controversial book written by our special guest today, Christine Maggiore. It was about 15 years ago that Christine was testing HIV positive, and she was not ill, had no symptoms whatsoever, but she was given between 5 and 7 years to live. And she was told her only option would be drug therapy, and she was told to avoid any of those nutritional approaches. Although Christine initially became a spokesperson for AIDS activist groups, she eventually found herself more and more at odds with these groups and decided to open her own organization. It's called Alive and Well. This was to further her investigation of the unanswered questions and misinformation about HIV and AIDS. For instance, Christine challenges the accuracy and even the validity of the HIV tests. And she challenges, in fact, the entire theory of HIV causing AIDS. We'll also discuss this morning what it means to be HIV positive, and maybe some of Christine's perspective on what to do about that. Our special guest this morning again, Christine Maggiore. Stay tuned. The doctor is in.
You're listening to the Natural Health Report with Dr. Bill Thornton, licensed chiropractor and doctor of wellness. The Natural Health Report is sponsored by Natural Health Clinic, located at 3717 South La Brea Avenue, between Rodeo Road and Coliseum, located in the rear of the center facing the back parking lot at the south end, in the city of Los Angeles. That's Natural Health Clinic, the people who care about your health. And now, back to Dr. Bill.
Thanks, Avi. Dr. Bill with you on the Natural Health Report. Our special guest this morning is author and activist Christine Maggiore. Good morning, Christine, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us. We are going to talk about some very controversial issues today, and I want to ask our audience to have a pen and pencil and paper handy to jot down some of the resources you're going to be hearing about. Now, Christine, back in 1992, when you agreed to have that HIV test as part of a routine examination, I guess you could never have imagined the consequences of that decision and how it would change your life forever. What was it early on that made you suspicious about the HIV-AIDS theory and the tests and made you leave the mainstream AIDS organizations?
Well, there were things that didn't add up immediately, but in my state of panic and fear and hopelessness and depression, I didn't notice those things. What happened is about a year after I initially tested positive, I was looking for a specialist that, frankly, I could die with. And this doctor took a look at my first test and said, this is very suspicious because there are bands on these tests that react, and only 2 of 7 were reactive. And she said, I don't think this is a positive test. And she looked at my next one I took after, said, this doesn't add up to me. I want you to test again. And when I did, my results came back indeterminate, which was followed by a positive, which was followed by a negative, which was followed by another positive. And then I looked around me and noticed in the various organizations where I had been dedicating my time as an AIDS awareness educator, all the people on the drugs were dying. And the ones like me who weren't taking them were the ones who were alive. And so that observation and that experience caused me to delve into questions that were already formulating in the back of my mind about why this just wasn't adding up.
I know we have chatted about Stephen Davis. He's a former Nevada State Senator who was on the program recently discussing the HIV test. You're in that camp as well, and I'd like to have the audience understand the ELISA and Western blot tests, which I think you took one of those tests, didn't you?
Oh, I've had every kind you can come up with.
And what's the deal with those tests from your perspective? They don't seem to be very reliable.
Well, it's not just my perspective. The problem with these tests, and this is all of them, whether they're testing for antibodies or genetic material, whether they use saliva or urine, they are all looking for substitutes for HIV, antibodies, genetic material, and so forth. They're not looking for the virus itself. which wouldn't be a problem because if it is, in fact, a deadly virus, you don't want to have to be finding it in people all the time because that would put lab workers at risk. But what you need to have if you're going to be using tests that look for substitutes is some scientific study somewhere along the way that proved that when you find the substitutes in people, when people test positive for antibodies, for example, you know for a fact that the virus is actually there. No one at any time has ever conducted a study in which they took, say, 1,000 people who test antibody positive, that is, substitute positive, and looked for the virus directly, isolating it from their fresh, uncultured fluids.
You're saying
it never happened. They have no way to gauge what these tests are really testing for. We know they can tell us if these substitutes that are thought to be associated with the virus are present, but nobody is positive about what these tests are actually testing for.
In essence, Christine, what you're saying, if I'm hearing you right, and the audience would really like to clarify this, the HIV tests don't test for HIV.
None of them do, not even the test called viral load. The viral load test, which people think, oh, that's measuring the actual load of the virus, how much virus is there, it actually bears a disclaimer that says this test is not intended to be used as a screening test for HIV or as a diagnostic to confirm the presence of HIV infection. In fact, if you look at the fine type on all these tests, they disclaim themselves from the use that they're used for every day to tell people they're going to live or die, and none of them find the virus. They all look for substitutes, and none have been validated by the direct isolation of HIV from positive testing patients' uncultured fluids.
So in essence, back when you had your test for HIV, Christine, you probably were reacting to what you think maybe the flu or flu shots or perhaps being pregnant.
You know what? We don't know. We don't know in the absence of establishing what a true positive test is, that is, gauging if a positive response only happens in people who actually have the virus, we really don't know what a positive test result means.
When we come back from our break, Christine, let's talk about the actual AIDS scenario as far as what the AIDS condition is today. I know when it started out back in the 70s, it was just maybe two or three diseases. Now it's up to about 29 different diseases, and I'd like to get your opinion on that. We'll continue in just a moment.
Hi, Grandma. I want to take you to Natural Health Clinic on South La Brea in Los Angeles this Wednesday for their free clinic. Yeah, iridology analysis. A Natural Health Clinic practitioner looks into your eyes and can tell you what's going on with your body. It's an ancient science. After that, they give you a nutritional plan to get you back on the road to health. You pay for the supplements. Yeah, Grandma, it's free on Wednesday and at the free clinic between 1 and 3 p.m., Grandma. Sure, Aunt Essie and Uncle George can go too. We can take a carload, Grandma. I'll be over about noon on Wednesday. Get ready to have your life change, Grandma. Natural Health Clinic seems to do that for people. Have a positive life change from poor health to good health. Bye, Grandma.
Did you know that your body is made up largely of water? That's right, H2O. Your body uses the water to transport nutrients and oxygen and biochemicals from place to place. The water can be either acid or alkaline based and is measured by the pH scale. An imbalanced pH causes what's called disease. Standard American diet consumption makes for a body that is very acid pH level and leads to cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and excessive weight gain. Just can't lose the weight due to imbalanced pH levels. Natural Health Clinic to the rescue, my friend, with the clinic's 90 veggie caps. pH Alkaline Balance is a nutritional supplement by Natural Health Clinic to assist the body. Now, you diabetics particularly, please take note of this information. Also, if you're having a problem losing weight, could be due to too much acid. So get on the good road to health as a daily supplement with the clinic's pH Alkaline Balance veggie caps. Take it from me, Terrence Leon Sullivan, director of Natural Health Clinic. I guarantee it.
Dr. Bill with you on the radio, Natural Health Report. We're talking to our special guest, Christine Maggiore. She's an author and activist with regard to the AIDS issues. She herself has tested HIV positive. We've just covered some information about how these tests for AIDS, or HIV, if you will, are really very unspecific. Actually measure antibodies up to about 64 different things in your body, which have nothing to do with the so-called HIV or AIDS virus. I'd like to move on to another aspect of this, Christine, which has to do with the AIDS criteria. So what constitutes having AIDS today?
There are, as you mentioned, almost 30 different diseases that qualify as AIDS-defining. And what's interesting about those is it's stuff like tuberculosis, salmonella, certain kind of cancers, pneumonias, things that happen to people who aren't diagnosed positive, and those diseases wouldn't be called AIDS in a person who isn't assumed to be positive or test positive. And none of these diseases called AIDS are caused directly by HIV. All of them have been around before the designation of AIDS and the so-called discovery of HIV, and all of them have treatments that have nothing to do with HIV. So it's this collection of pre-existing illnesses that occur in people across the board that are only called AIDS when they happen to somebody who tests positive. For example, a yeast infection. That's a pretty common occurrence in people in this country, especially because of our high-sugar white flour diets. That is called AIDS in someone who's positive, but it's simply called a yeast infection in someone who hasn't tested or isn't assumed to be positive.
That's pretty amazing. HIV is the only virus that I'm aware of that actually causes a group of diseases caused by other viruses and bacteria.
Well, it's interesting, too. Within the AIDS definition, we have cancers, which are a condition of cell proliferation.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have cell depletion, supposedly being caused by the same virus, which doesn't make a lot of sense. And I think what's most interesting about the AIDS definition today, since 1993, people don't have to be sick to be called an AIDS case. And since 1993, that is the number one reason in America to be diagnosed with AIDS, not being sick. When in the late 70s, early 80s, AIDS was all about sickness. Now it has nothing to do with it. It has to do with laboratory numbers. So people who are perfectly clinically healthy are called AIDS patients if they have what are considered unfavorable lab numbers.
Now, you've never actually been sick or had any kind of symptoms of what would be called an HIV patient. Now, what about the folks who are having some sort of syndrome going on and are sick? What do you think is causing this sickness?
It depends on the individual person. As someone who tested positive, I have been living for the last almost 16 years with the constant media message and messages from well-intended friends and healthcare practitioners that I am going to become sick someday. People ask, you know, how is it that people become sick? I think the better question is, once you're diagnosed positive, it is so difficult to maintain a hopeful, healthy outlook and remember that health is our right, health is our birthright, and we're just like any other people on planet Earth. We can strive to be well. It's very difficult because your health care is prejudiced. You're told you need toxic drugs for the rest of your life that other people who may have the same exact conditions as you don't need, and you're considered fatally ill, whereas they're not. It's a very difficult situation to live through, but I think that health is all about the individual, and each individual person needs to look at what's going on in their life. Many people who test positive have absolutely nothing wrong and don't need any care. Some people do.
Well, this whole AIDS paradigm started not from research in a lab that came out in the journals, but from Dr. Robert Gallo, making an announcement in 1984 at a press conference with Margaret Heckler, I believe, claiming that he found the cause of AIDS. And in fact, since that time, as you suggest, no one has ever actually found this virus.
That's correct. Dr. Gallo made his announcement in anticipation of any scientific information that could be examined by other scientists and doctors throughout the world to verify his findings. So there was nothing available when he made that announcement, yet it was carried throughout the world media. He was tentative. He called it the probable cause of AIDS. Almost overnight, it became dubbed the AIDS virus. And when his research papers were published, it became clear that less than half, much less than half of the AIDS patients he had studied had no evidence of this so-called HIV.
And you have actually on your website, aliveandwell.org, a challenge, a $50,000 reward. Tell us about that.
It's the $50,000 Fact Finder Award, and it's available in exchange for a scientific study published anywhere in the mainstream medical literature that tells us why we assume people who test positive for these substitutes, such as antibodies or genetic material for HIV, are considered to be carriers of the actual virus. There should be somewhere in the medical literature a study showing validation of these antibody tests and viral load tests for their ability to correctly identify who actually carries the virus. I have been looking for such a study for many years. I thought if I threw some money behind it, someone would step up to the plate with this study that's been on the website since May, and it's been spread to people at the CDC and other top health organizations in this country, and no one's come forth with this very important study that would tell us why we tell people who test positive they have a fatal virus.
I know on your website, Christine, aliveandwell.org, you have a tremendous amount of information available, so I'd recommend our audience check this out, aliveandwell.org. When we come back from our next break, Christine, let's get into this issue of the conspiracy possibly behind the HIV virus and also those who have been diagnosed HIV positive, what they might want to do. And I would like to ask a question or two, if I may, about a very tragic incident in your life, which was the death of your daughter. The media jumped on it right away and claimed it was an HIV situation when in fact it was something else entirely. So, my friend, stay tuned. More with Christine Maggiore in just a moment.
Take a look at the whites of your eyes. They should be as white as snow. If you're like most folks, the whites of your eyes, called the sclera, are anything but white, usually a shade of yellow. That means your liver is congested and toxic. Your liver is your staff of life and body filter that needs cleaning from time to time. That's why Natural Health Clinic has available our Liver and Body Detox and Rejuvenation Kit. This body cleansing program consists of five natural products that goes to work immediately to cleanse, detoxify, and rejuvenate your body naturally. That's nutritional support that feeds and rejuvenates your energy system and washes away heavy metal contamination and other toxic materials so that you may feel the vitality of youthfulness. So if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, the Natural Health Clinic's Liver and Body Detox and Rejuvenation Kit is for you. Get it now, get it today. That's the clinic's Liver and Body Detox and Rejuvenation Kit, exclusively available from Natural Health Clinic. Consumption of the standard American diet will produce, among other things, a B-complex deficiency. In fact, since practicing natural health since 1985, it has been my experience that the majority of folks suffer one or more symptoms of B-complex deficiency covered under what we call the standard American diet syndrome. Just listen. Eye problems, cataracts, poor digestion, skin problems, mental depression, edema, anemia, premature aging and senility, loss of vigor, constipation, pathological disorders of the adrenals, the thymus, the ovaries, the spleen, the heart, the testes, the liver, thyroid, kidney, brain, pituitary, tendency to diabetes, disorders of the thyroid, the nerves, and the blood. What did I miss? So get the clinic's comprehensive B-complex formula capsules, vitamin B-complex 100s with folic acid. Do what I do and stay on the health track with the clinic's B-Complex, exclusively available from the Natural Health Clinic.
Dr. Bill Thornton on the radio with you on the Natural Health Report. Our topic is AIDS and HIV this morning. And our guest this morning, activist and author Christine Maggiore, someone I've wanted to talk to about this issue on HIV and AIDS for some time, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. I know this topic we're talking about next is one of a particular sensitivity, so please forgive me for bringing it up, but it's the death of your daughter, Eliza Jane, and there's been some controversy in that particular issue. Can you explain what happened?
My daughter had an ear infection, was seen by three pediatricians, two because I always take my children to two, because I speak out on important health issues and want to make sure we have excellent medical records. And a third because he happened to be in town visiting. And the third put her on an antibiotic, and less than 24 hours later, she ended up in cardiac arrest at the emergency room where she died 4 hours later. No one could find anything wrong with her after two chest x-rays, a CAT scan, and multiple blood tests. So she was referred to the coroner's office for an autopsy. 2 days later, the coroner performed an autopsy and found no cause of death. 10 days later, they still had no cause of death, and sometime shortly after that, the coroner's office discovered who I was. And they decided, apparently in that moment, that my daughter had to have died of AIDS, and they began, in my opinion, creating that evidence out of nothing, because there was no evidence there to say that she had died of AIDS. They selected AIDS pneumonia, even though their own Lung tissue slides that they prepared at the coroner's laboratory show that my daughter's lungs are absolutely free of pneumonia. I think it was just assumed that because they leaked this information to the LA Times in anticipation of the release of the autopsy report and incited a police investigation against me for negligent homicide, that I would probably be arrested, tried, and convicted before I ever got to see the evidence of my daughter's lung tissue slides being completely free of the pneumonia she supposedly had. It's a disturbing situation, and I want to emphasize that I am not unique. There are two families here in the Los Angeles area who experienced the sudden and unexpected death of their children, and in both cases, the coroner also accused them of having caused the death of their children. In their case, it was starvation. He said that they starved their children to death. After these people were arrested and lost their surviving children to foster care, this same coroner admitted he was wrong, and he has been responsible for sentencing a number of people to life in prison who, in my opinion, after reviewing their cases, are completely innocent, and that is another area where my work has taken me to help these people who have been falsely imprisoned by the evidence of this coroner whose word just completely conflicts with what is actually in his autopsy report.
Thank you for clearing that up for us, and please accept our condolences for what happened to Eliza Jane, and I applaud your courage for standing up and speaking the truth. I want to ask you briefly about the conspiracy theory surrounding the AIDS virus. Many of our listeners have asked about this particular aspect. A lot of books, articles, videos putting forth the idea that AIDS is the product of a laboratory experiment of some sort, maybe a bioweapon in the vaccines. We've heard from Alan Cantwell, Len Horowitz, Robert Strecker, Boyd Graves, and others. What's your opinion on this concept for the origin of AIDS?
Well, first of all, everyone except Dr. Strecker has declined to debate with me. That is, Alan Cantwell will not debate with me, Dr. Horowitz will not, and you mentioned one of them, Boyd Graves. None of these people will debate with me on that topic, which I feel would lead to some greater understanding about this notion of a biological warfare agent. If we can't find the virus itself in people said to carry it, if all the tests look for are substitute markers, what those gentlemen are talking about is a theory based on an assumption. We don't have evidence that the people who are said to be HIV infected actually carry the virus. In fact, there is no electron microscopic photograph of an isolate of HIV coming from the fresh, uncultured fluids of an AIDS patient or someone who tests positive. Without that, the idea that this was created is hard to even take a step forward on because we don't have evidence of the thing that was supposed to be created.
I see.
And there's $50,000 waiting for anyone, including those gentlemen you named, to step forward with the study that shows that HIV has actually been directly isolated from people who test positive for the substitute.
What if somebody listening right now is HIV positive, as they say, or an AIDS patient? From your perspective and the years you've been involved with this issue, what kind of advice or guidance would you give? Not medical advice, of course, but what can you tell those folks?
Skepticism is healthy. Think, read, look up information, and decide how it is that you want to hold that in your life. I believe that no matter what your diagnosis, you have the right to determine your future and to guide your health care, whether that's working in conjunction with a conventional doctor or stepping out on your own with treatments that are health-enhancing rather than based on the war mentality of fighting the microbe. And with AIDS in particular, and for people who have simply tested positive and have no clinical health symptoms, the drugs that are prescribed that are supposed to prevent illness or treat those who are ill are so incredibly toxic. The side effects include liver failure, which is the number one cause of death now in people who test positive in America. It's no longer AIDS, it's organ failure from the drugs. Liver failure, kidney failure, bone death, diarrhea, fatigue, insomnia, sleep disorders, facial deformities, paralysis, and all these drugs interfere with the mitochondria in our cells, which is our cells' energy factory, which is, in essence, our life force. So I think that the risk-benefit ratio of taking these drugs is all based on the assumption that people are carrying the virus. If that can't be shown, if people are being told they have AIDS who aren't even sick, I think everyone has the right to ask questions about this and look for answers that have meaning to them.
Well, Christine, we're about out of time. I wanted to mention again the website aliveandwell.org. That's where you can find information about the upcoming release again of Christine's book, as well as a DVD that's available, and lots of information and resources which fill in some of the gaps from our discussion this morning. Christine, I want to thank you for being with us and offering your views on HIV and AIDS. You have demonstrated great courage in the face of adversity, and we've all benefited by your perseverance to speak out and tell us what you know and what others do not want us to know. And I think history will vindicate you, Christine, as it has for many other persons who have expressed opinions contrary to popular thought. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you'd like to order a copy of Christine's book, it's titled What If Everything You Thought About AIDS Was Wrong, here's a phone number to call. It's 877-92-ALIVE. That's 877-92-ALIVE. Well, that's our program for today. My sincere hope is you have learned something you didn't know, and you will further investigate this issue to determine a course of action for yourself. But before we go, I want to thank the folks out in Chicago at the Nutraceutical Training Session, where I delivered some lectures this past weekend on various aspects of nutrition. Had a terrific time. I want to thank especially Carmen, Dennis, Brandy, Carol, and Lee, and the more than 300 attendees learning about how to introduce nutrition to doctors' offices. Thanks so much, guys, and nice work out there. Well, get connected tomorrow with Terrence Leon Sullivan at 9 a.m. Pacific right here at KTYM as we continue along with the free flow of information outside the matrix. This is Dr. Bill Thornton wishing you optimal health naturally.
You've been listening to the NHC Radio Network, sponsored by Natural Health Clinic. The clinic is located at 3717 South La Brea Avenue in the rear of the center facing the back parking lot. That's 3717 South La Brea Avenue in the rear of the center between Rodeo Road and Coliseum. The local telephone number in the 323 area code is 294-4372. That's 323-294-4372. Toll free out of the local calling area is 1-800-798-4372. That's 1-800-798-4372. Natural Health Clinic nutritional products are available at the clinic and by mail order. Mail order is shipped usually the same day at 1-800-798-4372. Every Wednesday afternoon, Natural Health Clinic offers its free iridology clinic consultations between the hours of 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. as a service to the community.